of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumbra Tailish. We take a look at the headlines. IPAC calls for transparency and accountability in Sinometro's dam collapse. Youths urged to take advantage of skills development bursaries. In international news, at least 69 passengers have died in a boat accident. And in sports, Zesco beats Sundowns. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to regional development and economic diplomacy by validating the SADC Resource Mobilization Strategy Plan. A national workshop held at Alessia Executive Lodge in Chilanga marked a key milestone in operationalizing Zambia's national and regional linkages under the Southern Africa Development Community SADC framework. Speaking on behalf of the Ministry's Permanent Secretary for International Relations and Corporations, Esambuyu Anamela Gunderson, Director of Development Cooperation and International Organizations, Lubasi Mungandi, emphasized that the strategy developed in December 2024 aligns with Zambia's broader foreign policy pillar on economic diplomacy. He says the ministry took the approach with confidence that it will harness regional economic partnerships to accelerate industrialization, broaden Zambia's export base, and track strategic foreign direct investment.
The strategy seeks to mobilize resources for the comprehensive implementation of SADC regional integration programs at national level in Zambia through the establishment of efficient and effective operational systems to enhance economic development. These include donor identification, mapping, negotiations, increasing partnerships, soliciting acquisition and the utilization of resources to support SADC programs and the SADC National Committee operations.
Meanwhile, SIPA Executive Director Manenga Ndulo reaffirmed the Institute's commitment to fostering evidence-based policy and development strategies.
This process has been possible through the cross-collaboration between SIPA and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation with financial support from the Ford Foundation under the Zambia Democratic Governance Project. This partnership reflects our shared commitment to stronger governance, regional integration, and sustainable development. We are particularly grateful to the technical experts from the line ministries present here. Your presence here reflects your commitment to strengthening Zambia's engagement with SADC and advancing our national development.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has called on the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, and the Ministry of Mines to prioritize transparency and accountability in the work of the Sinometro's dam collapse. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ingoma says it is unacceptable that impact assessment reports were not made public and affected communities were not alerted about potential risks. Mr. Ngoma says the institute demands that ZEMA and the Ministry of Mines take immediate action to investigate the cause of the dam collapse and ensure that those responsible are held accountable. He, however, says government must also take steps to protect the rights and interests of affected communities, including providing adequate compensation and support for any harm caused.
The government must also take steps to protect the rights and the interests of affected communities, including providing adequate compensation and support for any harm caused. The lack of transparency and accountability in this matter is a betrayal to the people of Zambia, who have a right to know about the potential impacts of mining on their environment, health, and livelihood. IPAC urges the government to hold the Chinese government accountable for the actions of its companies operating in Zambia's mining sector. And furthermore, IPAC calls for the suspension of mining activities at Sinometro Limited until a thorough investigation is conducted and measures are put in place to prevent similar accidents in the future.
A civic leader in Mbala has called on youths in the district to take advantage of the skills development bursaries to acquire skills. Itala Ward Councillor William Sinkamba says youths should take advantage of the program which government is implementing through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to improve themselves and their future. Mr. Sinkamba has expressed concern that many youths in the area, particularly in Itala Ward, have in the past been left out of such empowerment opportunities. He says empowerment opportunities are now there for all to benefit. The ward councillor explains that the council has since extended the application period to ensure more youths, including those from far-flung wards, are given a chance to benefit. Minister of Technology and Science Felix Mutati has commended Z-Mobile for achieving a remarkable milestone of 1 million subscribers within just 1 year of operation. Mr. Mutati has described the success as a testament to resilience, innovation and strategic partnerships. Speaking during Z-Mobile's first anniversary celebration in Lusaka, Mr. Mutati praised the company for its determination and boldness in penetrating Zambia's highly competitive telecommunications sector. He singled out the partnership with Bicels as a key factor in Z-Mobile's rapid growth. The minister, however, cautioned Z-Mobile not to rest because of its success, stressing that the 1 million milestone achievement should serve as a motivation to aim higher. And Bicels Director of Product Management, Nick Wang, applauded the milestones achieved through the partnership with Z-Mobile and expressed optimism about the future of digital connectivity in Zambia. Meanwhile, Z-Mobile Chief Executive Officer Chisanga Kazia says the company's vision is to become Zambia's most trusted, innovative and customer-focused telecom brand. And just now we take a break. Do stay tuned for international and sports news.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
At least 69 people have died and many more are missing after a boat capsized off the coast of the Mauritania Coast Guards in the Northwest African state. 17 people have been rescued and a search is continuing for other passengers who are aboard the Dogot canoe that was heading towards Spain's Canary Islands. According to survivors, the boat left the Gambia 6 days before Tuesday's accident, carrying around 160 people on board, mainly Gambian and Senegalese nationals. The perilous journey over the Atlantic Ocean has become an increasingly common route for African migrants trying to reach Europe. Nearly 47,000 people reached the Canary Islands last year, and the Spanish non-governmental organization Caminado Fronteras estimates more than 9,000 migrants died trying. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
President Zelensky has accused Moscow of using the time meant for preparing a Russia-Ukraine summit to organize new attacks on Ukraine. The latest bombardments hit central and southeast Ukraine, with one killed and 24 injured in Zaporizhia. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has met the families of soldiers killed fighting for Russia against Ukraine. He presented tearful relatives with portraits of their loved ones wrapped in the North Korean flag. Mr. Kim said he was sorry he couldn't bring the men back alive. President Trump has criticized an appeals court ruling that found his tariffs policy to be mostly illegal. It